Hot mic.
Hey.
A hot mic.
Hey, this is Inside Out Radio.
Sorry for the feedback there. I apologize. It's me. It's Zia.
I'll give you some feedback. You're being unprofessional right now.
Thanks.
Improfessional. I like when people mess those up. It's really funny. I've heard somebody say that. You're being very improfessional.
I am professional?
Yeah.
Improfessional?
You're being very improfessional right now. I was like, you should probably look that up. Make sure you're not the one being improfessional.
It's so easy in this day and age, too. It's a simple Google away.
Yeah.
Remember, in the olden days when you needed, a dictionary? And you're like, oh, shit, am I saying this right? I need to go to the dictionary?
Right.
Well, I've never existed in that age. Ever since I was the age to, mess a word up, I've had the internet there.
Right.
I've been on the internet since I was, 12, basically.
Right.
So that must have sucked for them. But, yeah, there's no reason to have improper grammar. You like that?
Unproper grammar.
Improper grammar.
Improfessional.
Get
anyways,
it?
Yeah, this is Inside Out Radio.
Keeping it pretty mellow right now.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
I
tweeted that you're going to be playing an all vinyl acid jazz set.
I'm just going to play a bunch of garage, UK garage
nice.
Stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. Henceforth, this song, Crazy Love by MJ Cole.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good song.
So what's going on? What's going on?
Well,
last week, last Saturday, we had our second Yours Truly party with the fantastically talented Jacques Reed from Montreal. That was a hell of a lot of fun, and it was a really good party.
It was pretty busy.
Thank you for coming out. We had a good time there.
I had a great time. That was an awesome party.
Yeah, so you should stay tuned for the next one. That'll be sometime in October. Details will come at some point in the next couple weeks. Another big announcement we made today is
Cut Copy.
Yes.
We might
have heard of that little band.
Yeah, those guys. We have them playing the one-year anniversary of Midnight City at the Waldorf on October 7th.
Yeah, so we made that announcement just so we can get the ticket sales going. And if you look that up on Facebook, you'll find the event. And the I believe the link is just waldorfcutcopy.eventbrite.com.
Yeah, that's it. Waldorfcutcopy.eventbrite.com.
Suggest getting advance tickets because that's probably going to sell out.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
We're going to play tunes. It's going to be packed. It's going
right,
to be the best.
Right.
But before that, because that's
before
all the
that,
way in October.
It's in October.
We have the next Midnight City coming up on September 17th.
Yes, and we're playing in our favorite little room, the Hideaway at the Waldorf, where it's basically like a basement house party. It's so much fun.
It's dope in there.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. That's September 17th.
You get a bit of smoke going. You get the strobe light going, and that room is awesome.
Yes.
What else? Oh, Slushies tonight.
Yep.
Slushy at the Backstage Lounge. If you don't know, now you know. We got Cam Reed playing tonight. We got Derek Duncan playing tonight. What? I'm playing tonight. We got Aaron Smith. We got Logan, a.k.a. DJ Beavis,
hot
playing
shit.
Tonight. That's how we do one time for your mind. Check. We got $1.75 drinks. We got $1.75 beers. We have $2.75 highballs. $4 slushies. Holler at me.
It's good. Good. One day you might be one of those auction dudes.
One day.
Anyways, let's get into some music here. This
yeah.
is Zia. Yeah.
Keep
it out radio.
Keep me mellow.
Improfessional.
I don't know you as I should know. Here talking love this may not be what I need, but I think I'm way past reasoning. Some say that love unreturned ain't nothing more than an obsession, but I believe you're feeling me, 'cause this attraction is just too strong. You got me and I'm crazy love. Is a thin disguise. You could tell a thousand lies, but hell, I can see it in your eyes. Why are you so afraid of you never giving up. This time may be your time to win. To miss it could be crazy love. I don't know what you'll do, but I know that it's true, true. Crazy love keeps me up through the night. You're just there on my mind. Crazy love. Crazy love. Crazy love. Crazy love. Crazy love. Oh, it's so lonely. Need a one and only. Please don't leave me lonely. I get so lonely.
Is love. Grew up in his club, as sexy as can be. Skin scandalous ladies for you to see. Every time I'm in the club, they get me in the zone. I need to find a garage girl, someone's call my own. You're looking so sexy when they drop that roof, making the MCs shout out. Stylish and cool with the clothes on so tight. There's so many garage girls up in here tonight. I've been all around the world, so many different girls in the clubs, yeah. And garage girls are so fine, they always blow my mind, yeah. I've been all around the world, so many different girls in the clubs, yeah.
Shout out to Cherky Boy. Toronto Man Dev.
Yeah, that was the first half. I played some Garage Mate. Aleem's about to go on. Our system's a little screwy right now, so...
Improfessional!
I'm just being really improfessional. But Aleem's about to play something in 2 seconds.
Not 2 seconds. 10 seconds.
10 seconds. So, guys, how are you?
It's the men thing right now.
What?
10, 9, 8.
Yep. 7... Or we can just play Back at One by Brian McKnight. Either way. Let's get it. Yeah. The selector, my selector. Let's go.
What is... my computer's waking out too.
Uh-oh. Maybe there's a magnet in this room.
Is there? This is fucked. Look. Whoa! There's some weird shit happening in here.
I think it's the ghosts. The ghosts of records past. The ghosts of radio stations past.
It's going like apeshit, dude.
Is it swigging super hard?
Yeah.
Well, guys.
Well, just keep talking for a second.
Yeah, I have no problem with doing that. If anyone wants to call in and have a chat with me, I wouldn't be mad at that.
Okay.
Are you ready? Oh, yeah.
We're good.
I hear it. AJK in the mix.
We like to keep it unprofessional. Just to love.
Shout out to the DJ Logan.
Don't tomorrow.
You listen to the DJ Local. You listen to the DJ Local. Come on.
Feel your head, it's all for me, baby.
Thanks for tuning in.
That was our commercial free edition, involuntary commercial free edition of Inside Out Radio.
Yeah.
The little system got goofy there, as you might have heard halfway through the show. And I think there was some sort of heavy vertations. Exactly the word I was looking for. Bringing it back, those heavy vertations.
You leave
weird
out,
magnet.
We hang out so much, you can just finish your sentences.
Pretty much.
With vertations.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Inside Out Radio for this week. We have a couple minutes left. What should we do here? An entourage recap of the season so far?
Oh my god.
So this is what happens. I'm gonna go over all eight seasons really quick, or all eight episodes, seven episodes. So a lot of shit happens, and then everything turns out okay.
Yeah, and then like Vince is, like, wants to do the movie.
And then he doesn't, and then he gets it, and then he gets like all of a sudden just like
there's like, yeah, like a drug test, and he can't do the movie.
And then he passes it, and then everything is okay.
And then, yeah.
And then some new conflict comes up, and then everything is okay.
And then...
I guess the season finale, series finale, is next week.
The best.
And no spoilers here, but I might spoil it. You might want to plug your ears. Everything's going to be okay.
The best th-